Okay, so have you ever, had one of those days where it's just been crazy? Deadlines, errands, all that stuff.
Oh, tell me about it.
Right, and then you finally get home, walk into your bedroom, is like, like stepping into a spa just for your soul, you know?
Total oasis.
Yes, that's the dream. Turning your bedroom into a sanctuary. A place that actually, like, helps you unwind instead of stressing you out more.
It really is more than just a dream. Remember that article you sent?
The 30 best bedroom ideas one.
That's the one. Transform your space into a stylish sanctuary, it's called. And it really dives deep into how our surroundings directly affect our well-being.
I've got to admit, I'm always a little skeptical of those articles that are like, your sock drawer is the reason you're stressed. But this one, I don't know, it felt different. Like it was onto something. So for our listeners who haven't had a chance to dive in yet, spill the tea. What are some of the key takeaways?
Well, first off, it really emphasizes that we shouldn't just be like copying trends we see
Oh,
online.
you mean like just because everyone else on Instagram has a houseplant jungle?
Exactly. It's about finding a style that truly reflects you. And to help with that, they offer up a whole buffet of options: modern, traditional, rustic, bohemian. You name it.
Okay, stop right there. Bohemian, you say. Tell me more.
Well, knowing your taste, for things that are a bit eclectic, a bit unique, I thought of you right away. This one might be right up your alley.
Bohemian. It does have a certain ring to it, doesn't it? But break it down for me. What makes a bedroom bohemian? Like, how is that different from my roommate's old tapestry is still up kind of vibe?
Okay, so the article hits on a great point here. It's about curation. Think. Jewel tones, rich textures like velvet and macrame, maybe even a vintage rug with a story to tell. It's that kind of collected over time charm, you know?
Okay, I'm already getting Pinterest board ideas.
Yeah.
But instead of just throwing a bunch of random stuff together, what's a practical tip from the article to make sure this bohemian vibe feels intentional, like actually pulled together?
One great takeaway is to choose a consistent color palette. Like, stick with 3D4 jewel tones and use those throughout your decor. It creates a cohesive look without being like overly matchy-matchy.
That's such a good tip. I am all about that effortlessly chic kind of vibe. Speaking of chic, the article also mentioned something about plants being key to a bedroom sanctuary. Is that some kind of feng shui magic?
Not exactly magic, but it is about bringing the outdoors in, creating a sense of tranquility and connection to nature. And it ties into this bigger idea the article emphasizes. Your bedroom should be an experience, not just a place to sleep.
Right, like it's not just about the bed itself, but the whole atmosphere. So what are some other elements the article highlights to achieve that?
Lighting, for one. Lighting is huge. And not just any lighting, but using a variety of sources to create layers and depth. It also talks about incorporating different textures and even scents.
Ooh, tell me more about the lighting thing. The article mentions something about using lighting to make a space feel bigger, right?
Oh, absolutely. It really emphasizes how important it is to be strategic with your lighting, especially if you're working with a smaller space.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
Like, instead of just relying on those ceiling lights, the ones that can make a room feel kind of flat.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, try incorporating some floor lamps instead. Create a little verticality. That'll trick the eye into thinking you've got a higher ceiling than you actually do.
It's like giving your ceiling a little boost, but with lighting. I love that.
Right.
Okay, so we're talking about this illusion of space. What other sneaky tricks does the article have up its sleeve?
Well, one thing it talks about is actually embracing those like quirky architectural features. The ones we usually try to hide.
Oh, like that weird little alcove in my living room? I never know what to do with that.
See, perfect example. With the right armchair and lighting, that could be like a super cozy reading nook.
Okay, I'm already seeing it.
Or, say, that oddly shaped wall you never know what to do with.
Don't even get me started on those.
The article actually suggests turning it into a gallery wall.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Right.
Okay, I'm already mentally rearranging my entire apartment. But let's be real for a second. All this talk of bohemian chic and gallery walls, it's got me picturing some serious interior design bills. What about those of us who are, a little more budget conscious?
Oh, don't worry. The article's got you covered.
Ew.
It actually emphasizes that bohemian style is perfect for decorating on a budget.
Really? Why is that?
Well, it's all about mixing and matching, finding hidden gems, and giving them new life. Remember that vintage rug we talked about
Oh,
earlier?
yeah, with all the character.
Exactly. You could probably snag an amazing one at a local flea market for a steal.
Oh, music to my ears. Flea markets are like treasure hunts. And who doesn't love a good bargain?
Yeah.
But what about those rich textures we were talking about, like velvet pillows and throws? Those can't be cheap.
And that's where the article's DIY spirit comes in.
Ooh, tell me more.
It really encourages you to think outside the box, like use what you already have. What if, instead of buying those expensive velvet pillows, you made them yourself?
Ooh, okay, I could see that.
A little fabric hunting, some basic sewing skills, and voila, you've got custom-made bohemian chic without breaking the bank.
Okay, I am so on board with this whole DIY approach.
Right, it's so rewarding.
I'm already picturing all the Instagram-worthy creations we could whip up. And speaking of DIY, I noticed the article also mentioned something about DIY wall decor.
Absolutely.
Okay, good, because I have a lot of empty walls.
It talks about ditching expensive artwork and getting creative with, you know, more personal touches.
I like that.
For example, you could try your hand at a macrame wall hanging using yarn in those jewel tones we were discussing. You know, really echo that bohemian vibe.
Oh, I love that idea. It's like bringing all the elements together. You know me, though, I always have questions. One thing that really stood out to me was that the article mentioned incorporating workspaces into the bedroom. Is that really a good idea?
Oh, I see what you mean.
I feel like work-life balance kind of goes out the window when your desk is staring you down from across the room.
It's definitely tricky. Yeah, it really is. And an article even says that, you know, it acknowledges that trying to balance a workspace with, you know, a haven for relaxation, not easy. Not easy at all. But it does offer some pretty clever solutions to avoid that whole, I basically live at the office feeling.
Okay, because I was picturing, like, my laptop trying to sneak into bed with me at night. Not exactly the recipe for sweet dreams. So how do we create some separation there?
Well, one thing is visual separation. The article suggests, like, you know, stylish room dividers maybe.
Yeah.
Or some strategically placed bookshelves. Just something to create that dedicated work zone. So it's almost like you're sending a signal to your brain. This corner, business time, the rest, pure relaxation.
Ooh, I like that. Defining the space without having to, like, actually build a wall. So it's more about, like, a zoning strategy, using furniture and decor.
Exactly. And you know how we were talking about the power of lighting earlier?
Oh, yeah, with the lamps.
Exactly. You can use that to your advantage, too. Like, when you're in work mode, bright task lighting. But then when it's time to unwind, switch over to those softer, warmer lamps, maybe some candles.
Oh, that's such a good point. It's like you're giving your brain those visual cues to switch gears. Work time, bright and alert, relax time, dim and cozy. I can definitely get behind that.
It really is amazing how much those little things, those little shifts can impact our mood, right?
I'm all about those little shifts.
And speaking of impact, the article also really stresses how much of a role clutter plays.
Oh, I knew you were going to say clutter.
It's true, though. The less visual chaos, the less mental chaos, right?
Oh, 100%. Clutter is like the enemy of a peaceful mind. Any practical tips from the article on how to keep things, you know, tidy, especially when you've got the work stuff mixed in with the relaxation stuff?
They had a good one. Stylish storage solutions. So it's not just about shoving things into a drawer and hoping for the best, but finding pieces that actually look good, blend in with your decor. Imagine a beautiful ottoman, but it's got hidden storage for your work files.
Mm.
Or a vintage trunk that doubles as a coffee table, but you can stash your laptop in there at the end of the day.
Those are some seriously stylish storage solutions. Love it. I'm all about hiding clutter in plain sight.
Yeah.
This deep dive has honestly been a total game changer. Like, I walked in here thinking, okay, time to talk bedroom makeover. But I'm leaving with, like, a whole new perspective on actually creating a space that nourishes my well-being, not just, like, looks pretty on Pinterest.
Right. And that's the beauty of thoughtful design, right? It's not just about, you know, the aesthetics. It's about understanding how our environment really impacts us, how even small changes can make a big difference.
Well said. I am so ready to swap out my, like, chaotic floor drobe for a curated bohemian oasis. And I know our listeners are itching to get started on their own bedroom transformations. But before we wrap up, one final thought to leave you with. We've talked about, you know, creating a bedroom that really reflects you. But what happens when you change? Our tastes evolve, our needs shift. How do we make sure our spaces can keep up? Something to ponder, maybe as you embark on your own design adventures.
Good question.
Until next time, everyone, happy decorating.